One, two, three.
Welcome to the Practical Rambling Fathers Podcast. My name is Father Tay.
And Father Brian.
Once more, we're back at it again with some prayerful meditations from St. Francis de Sales. And this week's meditation is the eighth one, and it's on paradise. A long-awaited one, especially with the tough ones of sin, death, judgment, and hell. And so now we're able to enjoy the beauty of our faith, especially through praying, thinking about paradise. So to prepare yourself for this time of prayer, please place yourself in the presence of God. And invoke His aid in this time. Some things to consider as we pray. Number one, represent to yourself a lovely calm night when the heavens are bright with innumerable stars. Add to the beauty of such a night the utmost beauty of a glorious summer's day. The sun's brightness not hindering the clear shining of moon or stars. And then be sure that it all falls immeasurably short of the glory of paradise. O bright and blessed country, O sweet and precious place. Two, consider the beauty and perfection of the countless inhabitants of that blessed country. The millions and millions of angels, cherubim and seraphim, the glorious company of apostles, martyrs, confessors, virgins, and saints. O blessed company, any one single member of which surpasses all the glory of this world. What will it be to behold them all, to sing with them the sweet song of the Lamb? They rejoice with a perpetual joy. They share a bliss unspeakable and unchangeable delights. 3. Consider how they enjoy the presence of God, who fills them with the richness of his vision, which is a perfect ocean of delight, the joy of being forever united to their head. They're like happy birds, hovering and singing forever within the atmosphere of divinity, which fills them with inconceivable pleasures. There each one vies without jealousy in singing the praises of the Creator. Blessed art thou forever, O dear and precious Lord and Redeemer, who dost so freely give us of thine own glory. They cry, and he in turn pours out his ceaseless blessing on his saints. Blessed are ye, mine own forever, who have served me faithfully and with a good courage.
Afflictions and resolutions. Admire and rejoice in the heavenly country, the glorious and blessed New Jerusalem. Second, reprove the coldness of your own heart for having hitherto so little sought after that glorious abode. Why have I so long lingered, indifferent to eternal happiness set before me? Woe is me that, for the sake of the poor, saviorless earthly things, I have so often forgotten those heavenly delights. How could I neglect such real treasures for mere vain and contemptible earthly matters? aspire earnestly after that blessed abode. For as much, dear Lord, as thou hast been pleased to turn my feet into thy ways, never will I again look back. Go forth, my soul, towards thy promised rest. Journey unweariedly to that hoped-for land. Wherefore shouldest thou tarry in Egypt? Resolve to give up such and such a thing which hinders you on the way, and to do such others as will help you hitherwards. We got to bring back that word, hitherwards.
Give thanks, offer, and pray. Yeah, so let's share some graces that came from about this prayer meditation.
First off, I have to laugh. They are like happy birds. That made me laugh. Happy birds hovering and singing. I don't know. Anyways, that's funny.
That is kind of funny.
That's what that was like. No. Not how I would put heaven. No, but it's okay. Whatever. Let's look forward to that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For me, just like what struck out to me was just the beauty of how he pictures heaven and the countless number of people there. Like how God wants to save everyone, right? And he lists them off, right? The millions and millions of angels, cherubim, seraphim, the glorious company of apostles, martyrs, confessors, virgins, and saints. That's a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So often we think of like, oh, it's just a few. No, it's huge. We don't know what it's like, but yet it contains everything for us, believing in God and how he's coming to save us. I love the first thing he says, imagine the most beautiful thing on the earth. Well, guess what? Heaven is 10 times better.
Right.
That just helps us put a lot of perspective. Like, we're made for heaven.
And I love how he said, what exactly was it that really got me thinking of, like, Oh, blessed company, any one single member of which surpasses all the glory of this world. Like, the beautiful part about that is the indifference that we have towards people. What it shows is our indifference towards people and how much every single person with divine dignity, which is all of us because we're created in His image and likeness, how much heaven will be able to perceive because we no longer will be broken by sin. How much we'll be able to perceive in one individual the infinite amazement of how God created us. Like, particularly and uniquely. And you'll just be able to gaze because our eyes will no longer be distracted by appearance and no longer be distracted by our own selfish tendencies or thoughts. But that every single person will have the dignity that is theirs already, but will actually be able to perceive that, and it surpasses all the glory of this world. That's just like so infinitely beautiful. Like, if we knew that that was how we were going to see each other in heaven, how much should we just strive to do that here and now? And if you look at the saints, that's what they do, right? They take care of the poor, and they see in the poor, they see Christ, and they're like, I don't care what my physical perception of you is. You have Christ in you. You have a dignity in you. I'm going to give you that dignity even if you don't believe it yourself. And that's just the life of the saints. And how we're called to do that. And then I also thought, you know, as we pray together by the priest's lead, like, especially Eucharistic Prayer 1, when it has the litany of the saints that are just in that prayer, like, all of those people will meet someday. Like, all of those saints, we're going to see. We're going to be able to talk with and be with and sing with to the praise and glory of God. So it just makes that prayer even more beautiful because it's like we're moving towards that. We're going that way. Rejoice in the heavenly courts.
Amen.
When St. Paul says, think of these things.
He meant it.
He meant it. So often we don't think about these things as it says. Sweet. Road to Paradise.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks for thanking us.
Continue to put your eyes focused on Jesus on the path to heaven. Until next time.
Like, comment, subscribe, pass it on. What's the other thing?
I don't know. Like, share.
Smash that like button.
Subscribe. Get that notification. I'm just kidding. I don't know what else to do.
What are you talking about? You watch enough YouTube. We both watch enough YouTube.
That's true.
Anyways. Till next time. Stay holy, my friends. Talk to you when we do.